Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to my channel. Now that we have finished the Amartya Karaka and the characteristics of the seven planets as your career determinants in the first series, like all the seven individual planets, we shall now take a deep dive into the Navamsha aspect, the D9 aspects of the career. Okay. How we shall deal with it is in these three roles format. Navamsha, like I told in the Nakshatra Pada series also, which is now premiering each day, is the internal nature of the person. What is their core characteristic, attitude, nature, which the planet is absorbing and bringing to you as your internal drive, as your internal nature? Essentially speaking, Navamsha to natal would be something like, what is your internal self, Navamsha, and how do you bring it in the external world, to play with the external world, right? If you are studying the Nakshatra Pada series, you will get the appreciation of this better. Now we are dealing with the Jaimini system, which is should be tallying with the other Nakshatra Pada system also, if you ask me. Because it's the same chart, it's the same planets sitting in the same houses in each divisional chart, yes? So you should not be getting different results simply because you're having different systems of analysis. So we'll see the characteristic attitudes that each planet absorbs, each one of these seven, especially the one which is your Amartya Karaka, and how that karma is playing out in your life, how it is affecting your career path, whatever your selection is or whatever you intend to do with your life. Number two, natal or physical manifestation of career paths. Natal chart is whatever is a physical reality, what you will actually see and where you will see it actually playing out as your career and what are the possibilities there. Later on, quite later on, Dashamsha also will see the D10 chart, the 10th divisional chart of your natal chart, which is the refinement of your natal 10th house matters, kind of. So we will use the same rules as Parashara system, as D1 to D10, and how that will play out. It has similar rules as D1 analysis, but that's later. Right now, we will deal with only Navamsha as the main path. So in this podcast, we shall check the Navamsha now and how the energies play off the profession in each of the 12 zodiac sign Navamsha first. We are just seeing the Navamsha characteristics, internal nature of the person and the drives there, and how those manifest in each of the qualities of the Navamsha. That's your internal nature. That's how you will carry it forward in your life. That's how Navamsha plays out later in life. But essentially, it is the internal nature of the person. For career, here are a couple of tips. Always check Saturn first, and first in natal, and where it has moved to Navamsha, both the house and the sign characteristics. And then D10 charts also. The movement of Saturn, where your feet go, Saturn is your feet, where your feet travels in this world is indicated by Saturn. Therefore, Saturn is the determinant of your career. Therefore, Saturn rules Capricorn and Aquarius, 10th and 11th house. See the rhythm in this. The study of the science of Jyotish is always about study of movement of planets through time and space. How your soul has determined this lifetime it has to move. It's a movement. It's a continuous movement. All life is continuous slow movement. That is Saturn. Next, check Mars and Mercury in all of them and relation to Saturn, of course, and their aspects. If you're checking the natal drive, see the Parashara system of aspecting the Mars 4th aspect, 8th aspect, Mercury direct or conjunct. Okay, see that in relation to Saturn, because we are talking only of career here. Let us keep it focused on career. With regard to career, Mars provides the drive to achieve whatever you want to achieve with your intellect, with your drive, with your desire. Mars makes the action possible. If Mars is weak or gets very emotional, for example, then it becomes moody. Mars in Cancer Navamsha. We shall see this later on. Also check Mercury as your intellectual capacity of processing the reality. Each one processes this reality through the lens of their Mercury strength, wherever it is. D1, D9 or D10 or any of the divisional charts. So as a determinant carrier, when we are talking of Amartya Karaka, we shall first see the Navamsha characteristics and the placement of Amartya Karaka within each of the Navamsha going forward. That will give you a brief of this. Okay, let's begin. Now let us speak about Taurus Navamsha, the second one. Taurus is a sign of resources, of wealth, of accumulation, of earning money. The part in your life where you're trying to earn or accumulate resources. Okay. This is the normal second house. So in Taurus Navamsha, the internal self of the person is trying to accumulate resources, accumulate wealth, the means to earn money, like the Artha house, obviously. So in Navamsha of Taurus, they will try to gain happiness through resources, especially if Atmakaraka is here, because the Atmakaraka is personal, but here we are speaking of Amartya Karaka, the career determinant. So Amartya Karaka in Taurus will typically have a signature of some kind of wealth management or food management or using something as a resource. Okay. So you have to understand this part very carefully, because what do you consider as a resource? A resource can be your talent, a resource can be your relatives and friends, father or mother, the people in your life, or resources can be even your skill sets. Resources can be whatever you have been handed down to, like if you are in a family business, that can be your resource. If you have land, that can be your resource. So resource, think of it in a broader sense of the term when it comes to Taurus Navamsha and Amartya Karaka being placed there. So when you are checking natal to Navamsha, always check the Rashi from where it is coming, as in from natal to Navamsha. If it is coming from Aries to Taurus, you might use body as your resource. If it is coming from a Gemini to Taurus Navamsha, it might come as mind as a resource. Anything, just check the sign transit coming from natal to Navamsha, and we shall see this going further more into the case study. But you have to note the differences of sign change from natal to Navamsha in order to get where Amartya Karaka is going. So check the Amartya Karaka positioning in your natal chart and the sign it is in and how it is moving to Taurus Navamsha. So Taurus is a luxurious environment. It is the Venus Rashi. Whatever planet comes here, you try to use that as the resource. Like I gave you an example, if it's Aries to Taurus, it becomes body, becomes the resource. The way to manage this Navamsha as Amartya Karaka is to control how much you do that. Because Amartya Karaka is your career determinant. If you try to overdo too much, then it will result in a backlash. So control your food habits, speak politely to everyone, give time to your family, make sure whatever you're eating has a schedule on it. Okay. So if your Amartya Karaka or even if your D10 10th Lord comes into Taurus Navamsha, this person may be into jewelry business, finance management, can earn wealth from one's own resources, working in luxury industry. It's a Venus sign, right? And typically, Amartya Karaka, just keep this as a general rule, if it falls in the fixed signs, 2, 5, 8 and 11, right? Taurus, Leo, Scorpio and Aquarius, these are fixed signs. Your career ends up becoming a fixed path. Saturn in Taurus Navamsha may make family members work for him, for example. Saturn may make things late there. Okay, slow and steady. Mercury, you might find your friends, siblings, contacts, neighbors as resources. Whom does Mercury interact with? Mercurial kind of approach. With Mars and Taurus, your logic, your hard work is your resource. Your speech can be cruel if you come there. Moon in Taurus, Navamsha, emotions, thoughts, feelings becomes the resource. They are not very practical because Moon is a very moody planet. Working with common people, masses become the resource. Sun in Taurus, you can be having government, authority figures become your resource. You might have a good boss, for example, who helps you in your work. Jupiter in Taurus, Navamsa, knowledge and wealth become the resource. Venus in Taurus, your food, your artistic abilities, creativity, money will become your resource. It's exalted, Venus' own sign. Whereas if Rahu and Ketu go, things become different, right? It will make solutions to make money, to gather resources which are not acceptable to everyone. Rahu goes against the grain of the society, like forging signatures, creating dubious accounts, you know, making all kinds of dubious ways to make money. Because after all, Taurus is interested in making money, accumulating resources. Ketu goes here, it'll be detached from money. In fact, it'll start donating everything you have to everything else. It'll leave everything to fate and destiny. It doesn't care about money matters, Ketu in Taurus Navamsha. Now, let us get into the details of how the workings, inner workings of this can be. And let voice over Jin talk and take it through. Take care. Enjoy the rest of the podcast.
Saturn as Amartya Karaka in Taurus Navamsha. 1. Core Amartya Karaka Principles. Saturn. When Saturn is Amartya Karaka, your work ethic is built on discipline, responsibility, and persistence. You aim to create a stable foundation and prefer structured environments where progress comes through steady effort. You work well in long-term projects that require endurance, organization, and resource management. 2. Taurus Navamsha Overlay. Taurus Navamsha adds the energy of resources, wealth, accumulation, and stability to Saturn's structured nature. Here, the internal drive focuses on building, protecting, and sustaining resources as a measure of both security and happiness. Resources may be physical assets, logic, effort, or skills, depending on the sign Saturn moves from into Taurus. You prefer a fixed, steady career that provides long-term reliability. Natural attraction toward fields like luxury goods, jewelry, metals, financial management, agriculture, and property. 3. How the internal drive shows up. This placement makes you a builder of lasting value. Saturn's persistence blends with Taurus' desire for tangible results. Progress is measured in stability, not speed. You seek self-earned security, avoiding over-reliance on luck or inheritance. Systems, schedules, and financial discipline are at the heart of your career approach. 4. Added nuances from practical experience. May involve family members in work to strengthen the resource base. Could face periods of scarcity, prompting careful resource management. Career progress may be slow but steady, with a focus on proving capability over time. Possible conflicts with subordinates or staff over allocation of resources. An inferiority complex at work can arise in highly competitive, prestige-driven environments. 5. Professional mindset in action. You operate with resource-conscious discipline, preferring long-term financial security over short-term gain. Clear, structured systems for handling money and materials. Practicality over prestige. Stability is your ultimate measure of success. 6. Career expressions. Likely to excel in finance and investment management, luxury goods and jewelry, construction, real estate, and property development, agriculture and resource-based industries, institutional or government roles focused on stability and compliance. 7. Variations by Navamsha Ascendant Context. When Taurus occupies key houses in your D9, Saturn's drive channels differently. Second house, Aries D9 Ascendant, focus on wealth accumulation through personal earnings. Career revolves around building a solid financial base, managing family assets, and ensuring a consistent income stream. Conservative money management is central. Sixth house, Sagittarius D9 Ascendant, focus on resource management in work, service, and administrative roles. Stability comes from structured jobs with steady pay and benefits, often linked to finance, banking, payroll, or compliance. 10th house, Leo D9 Ascendant, focus on leadership in resource-driven industries. Seeks public recognition through career achievements tied to finance, property, or luxury markets. Long-term stability is pursued alongside professional status. 8. the inner voice of this placement. Open quote, I build stability brick by brick, earning my security through effort and discipline, because what I create is meant to last. Close quote. Mercury as Amartya Karaka in Taurus Navamsa. 1. Core Amartya Karaka Principles, Mercury. When Mercury is Amartya Karaka, your professional style revolves around communication, adaptability, and problem-solving through intellect. You thrive in roles where analysis, networking, and strategic thinking are essential. Mercury's neutral nature means it absorbs traits from the planets it associates with. With the Moon, more emotionally attuned, people-focused, and empathetic. With Saturn, more disciplined, strategic, and sometimes blunt or harsh in communication. 2. Taurus Navamsa Overlay. Taurus Navamsa emphasizes resources, wealth, and accumulation, turning Mercury's versatility toward gathering and managing assets through networks, skills, and contacts. From the attached insight, friends, siblings, contacts, and neighbors become key resources in your career. You often leverage relationships for financial stability. Your adaptability makes you skilled at finding and connecting with the right people to access or grow resources. 3. How the internal drive shows up. You view information and relationships as currency, using them strategically to secure stability. Problem solving often involves tapping into your network rather than working alone. Your career growth depends on communication skills and adaptability to the environment you're in. 4. Professional mindset in action. In Taurus Navamsa, Mercury drives you to develop relationship-based income sources, sales, consulting, partnerships. Apply logical, analytical thinking to grow and protect assets. Choose stability over high-risk ventures, preferring sustainable growth. 5. Career expressions. This combination thrives in business development and client relations, financial advisory and wealth management, sales, marketing, and public relations, communication-based luxury industries, branding, design, media for high-end products, trade in valuable commodities, gems, jewelry, art. 6. Variations by Navamsa Ascendant Context. When Taurus occupies these houses in your D9, second house, Aries D9 Ascendant, focus on building personal wealth through communication-driven ventures. Networks and trade play a central role in financial success. 6th house, Sagittarius D9 Ascendant, use analytical and negotiation skills in work and service environments. Excels in administration, contracts, and workplace conflict resolution. 10th house, Leo D9 Ascendant, public recognition in communication-based or network-driven industries. Leadership in trade, luxury branding, or financial services. The inner voice of this placement. Open quote, my network is my net worth. I turn connections, skills, and communication into lasting resources and stability. Close quote. Mars as Amartya Karaka in Taurus Navamsa. Core Amartya Karaka Principles, Mars. When Mars is Amartya Karaka, your professional style is rooted in initiative, action, and strategic execution. You thrive in high-energy environments that require problem-solving under pressure, physical stamina, and the ability to lead from the front. Mars' influence makes you competitive, logic-driven, and persistent in overcoming obstacles. Your work ethic is powered by a desire to achieve visible, measurable results. Taurus Navamsa Overlay. Taurus Navamsa focuses on resources, wealth, and accumulation, channeling Mars' drive into steadily building tangible assets through hard work and discipline. From the attached reference, your logic and hard work become your most important resources. Your approach to wealth building is methodical and sustained, not impulsive. Your speech can be blunt or cutting, especially in negotiations or confrontations. 3. How the internal drive shows up. You see effort itself as currency. The more energy and discipline you apply, the greater the return. You approach financial growth like a long-term mission, investing both physical effort and strategic planning. You are highly protective of the resources you build, willing to take a firm stance when defending them. 4. Professional mindset in action. In Taurus Navamsa, Mars drives you to build resources through consistent action rather than speculation. Apply practical, grounded strategies in competitive markets. Lead projects where stamina, endurance, and decisive action are required. 5. Career expressions. This combination thrives in real estate development and construction, agriculture, resource extraction, or manufacturing. law enforcement or defense roles tied to property or asset protection, project management in resource-heavy industries, financial ventures requiring tough negotiation skills. Now six, variations by Navamsha ascendant context. When Taurus occupies these houses in your D9, second house, Aries D9 ascendant, resource accumulation through decisive action, often involved in property, construction, or high-value sales. Sixth house, Sagittarius D9 ascendant, hard work applied to service and competition, thrives in legal disputes, contracts, and problem-solving roles. 10th house, Leo D9 ascendant, leadership in industries requiring both asset control and strategic execution, often a public figure in business or defense sectors. Psalm 7, the inner voice of this placement, open quote, my strength and logic are my wealth. I build, protect, and grow resources through sheer effort and decisive action, close quote. Moon as Amatya Karaka in Taurus Navamsha. 1. Core Amatya Karaka Principles. Moon. When the moon is Amatya Karaka, your professional motivation is shaped by emotions, intuition, and the ability to connect with people on a personal level. You excel when your work allows for nurturing, public interaction, or creating a sense of emotional security for others. Your decision-making tends to be guided by feelings, and you often work best in environments where relationships and empathy are central to success. Number 2. Taurus Navamsha Overlay. Taurus Navamsha directs the moon's emotional energy toward resources, stability, and comfort. Here, the inner drive becomes gaining happiness and security through emotional and material resources. From the attached reference, emotions, thoughts, and feelings themselves become a resource. The approach may be less practical and more sentiment-driven. If Matru Karaka, mother indicator, is moon, the mother becomes an important resource in career growth. If Dharkaraka, masses indicator, is moon, the common people or public support become a vital asset. 3. How the internal drive shows up. You rely heavily on emotional intelligence to build and maintain resources. Career moves may be influenced by family ties, public sentiment, or community needs. You are motivated by creating emotional stability alongside material stability. 4. Professional mindset in action with moon in Taurus Navamsha. You prioritize comfort, security, and long-term relationships in career planning. Use empathy as a tool for managing resources and building alliances. May prefer professions that blend caregiving, hospitality, and resource management. 5. Career expressions. This placement often excels in hospitality and luxury service industries, real estate and property management with a people-first approach, public relations and community engagement, food, beverage, or wellness industries, event planning and people-centered business ventures. Natter 6, variations by Navamsha ascendant context. When Taurus occupies these houses in your D9, second house, Aries D9 ascendant, emotional approach to wealth accumulation, family and heritage play a big role in resources. Sixth house, Sagittarius D9 ascendant, service-oriented emotional intelligence, using empathy in workplace problem-solving. 10th house, Leo D9 ascendant, public leadership roles built on emotional connection with clients, customers, or communities. Measure 7, the inner voice of this placement, open quote, my feelings and my connections are my wealth. I build stability by caring for people and earning their trust, close quote. Sun as Amatya Karaka in Taurus Navamsha. 1. Core Amatya Karaka Principles, Sun. When the Sun is Amatya Karaka, your professional motivation is shaped by leadership, authority, and the need to create a legacy. You strive for roles that give you recognition, responsibility, and the ability to guide others. The Sun's influence fuels self-confidence, clarity of purpose, and a commitment to integrity in professional dealings. You tend to excel in positions where decision-making power and visibility are part of the role. 2. Taurus Navamsha Overlay. Taurus Navamsha focuses on resources, wealth, and stability, channeling the Sun's authority into the management and safeguarding of tangible assets. From the attached reference, government and authority figures become your primary professional resources. You may be naturally drawn to work for the government or state institutions, especially if the Sun is also the lord of the 10th house in D1 or D9. Career growth is supported by connections with powerful, influential individuals. 3. How the internal drive shows up. You aim to lead in areas tied to resource management, finance, infrastructure, or administration. Your self-worth is linked to the stability and prosperity you can create under your leadership. You view professional success as a way to command respect while ensuring steady growth for yourself and others. 4. Professional mindset in action. With Sun in Taurus, Navamsha, you seek positions of administrative power in resource-based sectors. Use authority networks to secure and expand professional opportunities. Value long-term career stability over short-term gains. 5. Career expressions. This combination thrives in government service and administration, leadership in public sector, financial or infrastructure projects, senior management in luxury or asset-heavy industries, diplomacy and public representation of institutions, high-level advisory roles to political or corporate leaders. Heter 6, variations by Navamsha ascendant context. When Taurus occupies these houses in your D9, second house, Aries D9 ascendant, leadership in family-owned or heritage businesses focus on wealth preservation. Sixth house, Sagittarius D9 ascendant, authority in public administration, law enforcement, or government compliance sectors. 10th house, Leo D9 ascendant, prominent public leadership in state or high-profile corporate roles. 7. The inner voice of this placement, open quote, I lead to protect and grow resources. My authority is built on stability. My success, on the strength of my position. Close quote. Jupiter as Amatya Karaka in Taurus Navamsha, 1. Core Amatya Karaka principles. Jupiter. When Jupiter is Amatya Karaka, your professional drive is guided by wisdom, ethics, teaching, and expansion. You value roles that allow you to share knowledge, provide guidance, and promote growth, whether in education, advisory positions, or leadership based on moral authority. Your success often comes from the trust you build and the principles you uphold, making you a natural mentor or strategist in your field. 2. Taurus Navamsha overlay. Taurus Navamsha emphasizes resources, stability, and long-term value, directing Jupiter's expansive wisdom toward building and protecting wealth through knowledge-based strategies. From the attached reference, knowledge and wealth become your core resources. Your prosperity is closely tied to how well you can apply wisdom to practical, tangible matters. The focus is on sustainable financial growth rather than speculative risk. 3. How the internal drive shows up. You see education, philosophy, and experience as currencies that can be invested for long-term gain. You are motivated to grow material and intellectual wealth simultaneously. Your resourcefulness comes from the ability to advise, strategize, and educate while ensuring stability. 4. Professional mindset in action. With Jupiter in Taurus, Navamsha, you apply knowledge to resource management, ensuring stable expansion. Prefer professions that combine ethical leadership with tangible results. Work best in roles where trust and credibility are as valuable as material profit. 5. Career expressions. This combination excels in financial advisory, wealth management, and investment strategy, education and training with a focus on applied knowledge, religious, spiritual, or philosophical leadership tied to resource stewardship, law, policy, or governance related to finance and public welfare, real estate or property advisory services. Nachata 6, variations by Navamsha ascendant context. When Taurus occupies these houses in your D9, second house, Aries D9 ascendant, wealth accumulation through teaching, advising, or legal ethical professions. Sixth house, Sagittarius D9 ascendant, service-based knowledge application, success in advisory roles tied to conflict resolution or compliance. 10th house, Leo D9 ascendant, public leadership in finance, education, or law with a strong ethical and strategic foundation. Namar 7, the inner voice of this placement, open quote, my wisdom is my greatest asset. I turn knowledge into wealth and wealth into stability that lasts. Close quote. Venus as Amatya Karaka in Taurus Navamsha. 1. Core Amatya Karaka principles, Venus. When Venus is Amatya Karaka, your professional approach is shaped by harmony, aesthetics, relationships, and value creation. You are naturally drawn to roles that allow you to beautify, refine, and bring comfort to others while maintaining balance and fairness in professional dealings. Venus thrives in industries that combine artistry, luxury, and financial gain, and it often motivates you to build wealth through elegance and quality. 2. Taurus Navamsha overlay. Taurus Navamsha, ruled by Venus itself, amplifies Venetian qualities, material abundance, artistic talent, sensual pleasure, and refined taste. Here, your internal drive is to create and protect resources through beauty, creativity, and comfort. From the attached reference, food, artistic abilities, creativity, and money become your main resources. Strong potential for careers in money lending, food business, luxury goods, or artistic professions. This placement blends financial acumen with aesthetic sensibility, making you skilled in turning beauty into profit. 3. How the internal drive shows up. You aim to turn creativity into tangible wealth. Comfort, elegance, and sensory pleasure are motivating forces in your work. You are willing to invest in high-quality materials, experiences, and people to ensure long-term returns. Have 4, professional mindset in action. With Venus in Taurus Navamsha, you seek stable careers that combine beauty, pleasure, and profit. Use diplomacy and charm to secure opportunities. Build partnerships where mutual value creation is sent 5. Career expressions. This combination excels in luxury goods, jewelry, and fashion design, culinary arts, hospitality, and high-end service industries, interior design, architecture, and event planning, financial ventures tied to beauty or comfort, boutique investment firms, lifestyle brands, creative entrepreneurship in art, music, or media. 6. Variations by Navamsha Ascendant Context. When Taurus occupies these houses in your D9, second house, Aries D9 Ascendant, wealth building through beauty, food, or luxury industries, family assets tied to art or comfort. 6th house, Sagittarius D9 Ascendant, service-oriented work in hospitality, wellness, or luxury service sectors. 10th house, Leo D9 Ascendant, public leadership in artistic or luxury industries, blending creativity with authority. 7. The inner voice of this placement. Open quote, I create wealth through beauty, harmony, and value. My artistry and taste are resources that will never fade. Close quote. Rahu and Ketu influence on Amartya Karaka planets in Taurus Navamsha. Rahu's influence. Rahu in Taurus Navamsha focuses on resource accumulation at any cost, often through unconventional or ethically questionable means. When Rahu aspects or conjoins the Amartya Karaka in Taurus, Saturn may push resource building through loopholes, bypassing official systems, can lead to risky investments or overstepping boundaries for material gain. Mercury increases cunning in financial dealings, persuasive speech for monetary advantage, but risk of manipulation or fraud. Mars, aggressive pursuit of resources, may take bold, risky actions that others avoid, can lead to conflict over possessions. Moon, emotional manipulation in financial or resource-related matters, uses public sympathy or mass appeal to gain wealth. Sun, authority or government connections may be used in morally gray ways for personal gain. Possible misuse of position for material benefit. Jupiter expands ambition for wealth, but risks compromising ethics, may justify unethical means through philosophical reasoning. Venus uses charm, beauty, or relationships strategically to accumulate resources, potential involvement in luxury markets with hidden dealings. 2. Ketu's influence. Ketu in Taurus Navamsha represents detachment from material accumulation, relying on fate, and often showing indifference toward wealth. When Ketu aspects or conjoins the Amartya Karaka in Taurus, Saturn reduces desire for resource control. Career may feel directionless unless aligned with higher purpose. Mercury, less interest in commercial gain, may use communication for knowledge sharing rather than profit. Mars, reduced aggression in wealth building, prefers working for causes over material rewards. Moon, emotional detachment from financial concerns, may focus more on spiritual or personal connections. Sun, lower ambition for status or power. Leadership becomes service-oriented rather than profit-driven. Jupiter, greater focus on wisdom over wealth. Career choices driven by ethical or spiritual purpose. Venus, detachment from luxury and comfort. Creative abilities may be used for altruistic rather than commercial aims.